What the hell is that?
What do you mean, that's the hokey pokey?
Well, but...
Haven't you ever heard it before, well, Bob?
Of course I've heard it. I've broken many copies of it.
What?
That's a stupid thing to be playing.
No, it's not. It's an excellent idea.
Hokey pokey?
Roger! Come on!
The show's designed for adults.
Well, who do you think does that?
The hokey pokey?
Yeah.
No self-respecting adult I know of.
You know a lot of stuffy old farts.
What do you want?
No self-respecting adults.
Tell me.
You don't do. He hasn't recognized
it. Oh, the hokey pokey!
Yeah, you do it, don't you?
I did.
You'll see, that's my point.
Right, Bob says no self-respecting adults that he knows do or does the hokey pokey.
No, I said no self-respecting adult.
You said that you know.
No self-respecting adult.
Oh, bull.
Period.
Does the hokey pokey. You don't do the hokey pokey.
Sure I do.
You do not?
Yes, I do.
You've never done the hokey pokey.
You put your left foot in, take your left foot out. I like it when you put your butt in.
You don't dance, period.
Hokey pokey I do. That's not dancing.
Say! Iowa State dance.
Hey, speaking of that, we got a mailgram from our dear friend Dick Clark.
Did we?
Yeah. At Dick Clark Productions. He sent
about the awards?
Yeah, it's about the American Music Awards.
Yeah.
Just a minute here. I gotta turn that down. That's better. What is that noise?
That's the libel machine rewinding.
Why don't we just turn it over?
Well, it's right in the middle of the tapes.
Oh, so is the toss-up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll wait then with this. 1 degree below zero this morning, and today's high should be zero. We're teetering on the edge. Good.
Is this another one, or?
What's that? I don't know. I haven't seen that. Who is that addressed to?
It's the guy who was upset about Elaine Cunningham.
Well, I don't know.
How long has this been sitting here?
What's the date? What's the postmark?
10 December.
Oh, no, that's the same one.
Oh, okay. Well,
is that back yet? Hold on a minute here. Let me just find it. Hi, good morning, WLOL. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Good. Are you calling for the good morning deal?
No, I was just calling to say good morning.
Well, shoot. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, all right. Yippee skippy. It's Monday.
Hot dog, it's Monday.
Hey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Hi, I just called to say good morning to you guys, too.
Well, great.
Good morning.
We're glad to hear you weren't killed in a car crash over the weekend.
I wasn't.
Well, that you didn't freeze to death.
That's apparent. That's great. Are you at work already this morning?
I've been at work all night.
Ish.
I know.
Well,
wear your gloves when you go home.
Yeah, I will wear my gloves, and yes, I do get Friday nights off.
See, okay. So I don't, you know, you have to go in on Sunday night or Monday morning.
Yeah, Sunday night.
But you get, at Thursday morning, you're all done, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't feel, at least, you know, if you're going out of town, you can get the jump on everybody.
That's true.
Have a good morning.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, now listen to this.
Okay.
Dick Clark does this every time that there's an event going on that he's sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this time it happens to be Dick Clark Productions and the American Music Award. So he sends out a Western Union mailgram. It looks a little more official than a letter, but it's not as expensive as a telegram. And delivers that to radio stations so they'll talk about the American Music Awards. And in that respect, it works because we're talking about it. It's on tonight. Where am I getting that hollow ringing noise from?
Is that from this I got a different radio.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And he sent you a personal...
Well, no, to all three of us. To all three of us.
No.
Listen to this, though. Dear Himes, H-Y-M-E-S, Bergland, B-E-R-G-L-A-N-D, and write this down and tell me what this spells. R-E-G-E-R. Rieger!
Hey!
Dear, our good friend, Dick Clark.
Well, it's good to hear from him again.
Himes, Bergland, and Rieger. We're so close. He never forgets. Plus, we always get a Christmas card.
We do. course, he probably didn't type that himself.
No, that could be. But his vast research staff is going to make me start to question some of the answers on $20,000 pyramid. 1 degree below zero is the present temp, but should be near zero later. This is WLOL, and might I say, good morning.
Okay.
Yes, you might.
Okay.
It's darn cold outside.
It is a little chilly, isn't it?
Yes.
It does seem to be.
And when you get down in far southern Minnesota, well, Albert Lea, south and west of there, 35W is closed. I-90 is closed.
Wow.
So if you're traveling south for any reason, it's much worse.
Okay. And west, too.
Mm-hmm.
Near blizzard conditions in the western reaches of the state yesterday. Without a lot of... You know, I could not tell for the longest time if it was snowing... Or if,
it was just blowing.
Just blowing stuff. I didn't have a clue.
Well, my driveway was pretty drifted over this morning.
Uh-huh.
I had to gun it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, let me try this on, and then we'll start this stupid show here. I got a couple of announcements to play. Okay?
Okay.
23 minutes before 6. Hold on, if you're calling for the good mornings... Don't give up. We'll be right with you.
Close your eyes and imagine yourself on an island. An island far from the cold. The warm island air playfully awakens your senses. It's full of life, like the tantalizing scent of our hibiscus, the joyful noise of our children, and the teasing call of our laughing thrush birds. Now open your eyes. Look. All about you is green. It's always summer on our island. And we're not far away from you. Oh, no, my friend. So you can come here today. Because you don't have to pack a suitcase to get here. Just your car. And come south to the tropics at the Minnesota Zoo.
Escape from winter with a safari into the lush green warmth of the Minnesota Zoo Tropics Trail. Open every day from 10 to 4. The Minnesota Zoo.
Hi, this is Tack Hammer, general manager at 99.5 WLOL. The fall ratings are out, and WLOL is still the Twin Cities' number one hit music station. We've been that for the last 6 years, and we know one of the main reasons is because of you. Not only have you been listening every day, but you've also given us your comments, encouragement, and sometimes complaints. We try to listen and make WLOL the kind of station you want to listen to. And now we want to make it even easier for you. We've got a new feature. The WLOL Listener Input Line, 340-1341. You can call it 24 hours a day. Anytime you have an opinion about our music, our announcers, or our contests, 340-1341.
Okay.
If you have ideas or comments, the WLOL Listener Input Line, 340-1341. Thanks for your input and for listening and for making us, once again, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station, WLOL.
Okay.
So are you calling that?
Yeah. The WLOL listener input line.
Radio stations, they never answer.
God, you can never get through to those guys. Mm. Maybe I dialed it wrong.
Well, come on.
Is this thing turned on right now? Does anybody even know where it is in the building? Mark?
Yeah.
Do you know where this is?
Yeah.
Is it on?
It looks like it's on.
Is it in Greg's office?
Is somebody using it right now?
No, it should be a business signal.
Well, come on. John has the input.
How many rings does it have to ring? I have input.
I'll call a few times this weekend.
Well, I got an idea, Bob. You can help me with this, okay?
Wait a minute. You just do this.
Just we'll tape something here, and then we'll just leave it on their desk, okay? Next time it rings and it gets and it picks up, you say. Hello, WLOL listener input line. At the tone, you'll have as much time as you need to leave a message. Thank you for calling the W. Do something like that, okay? That doesn't sound too fakey.
Hello?
You've reached the WLOL input line.
Listener input.
Listener input line.
It's just perception.
Do you have a tone?
I'll get one.
Okay. At the tone, you can tell us anything you want to, for as long as you want to, because we're number one and we care. Go.
Hi, I'm just an average listener, and I really appreciate the job that those guys do in the morning, and I just really think that they should all be making well up into six figures for income. And I'm not talking like with decimal points, okay? I'm talking the big money. Thank you very much. For giving me the time on the WLOL listener input line. Now, wait, we gotta go for a cross section, because otherwise they wouldn't believe it was just me, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Let's have a female listener.
Okay.
Hello, you have reached the WLOL listener input line at the sign of the
sound of the tone.
Of the tone. You can say anything you want for as long as you want. Tone.
Hey, listen, I think that Hi and the Burglars, they're bad. They should be making a lot more money. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We should have a female listener, too.
A female listener. Hold on, let me see if she can. Hi, good morning, LOL. Who's this?
Tim.
Tim?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I need a female listener, okay?
All right.
340-9565. Otherwise, they won't believe this. And then we'll just leave the whole tape on somebody's desk and let them think that it's the WLOL listener input line. Hi, WLOL.
Hi, I just think you guys are so great.
Wait. You got to follow the whole thing here, okay?
Okay.
You listen to Bob, and when Bob leaves the message, you call it. Okay. Wait, here.
Can I hear the beep, too?
You'll be able to hear everything, okay, including the authentic-sounding ring. Check this out.
Hello, you have reached the WLOL listener input line. At the sound of the tone, you can say anything you want for as long as you want. I've got this down now.
I just want to say that I think you guys do a great job in the morning, and I think you all should be making six figures.
No. Don't talk to us. You make it sound like you're talking to us.
Okay. I think that Hines and Berglund and Roger are really great in the morning, and they should be making six figures.
Plus.
Well, up into six figures.
Well, up into six figures. Closer to seven figures.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, you say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
She hung up for real. Sorry. Hey, that sounded deep.
Hey, listen to this. You can hear me, and it sounds like I'm way back here in a cave, doesn't it?
Well, it's because you're coming around through the doorway into my...
Hi! This is John Hines, and I work for WLOL! And they don't have enough money to buy me my own microphone! That sounds neat, doesn't it? It's like I'm out in the backyard with Paul Douglas. Woo! Come on, everybody, let's go out. Hold on. Let me get that musical deal.
We could share a microphone, do you know that?
We could. Hold on. Here, check this out. Okay. All right, turn that down. Here, try this. Hi, good morning, LOL.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
From where?
What?
Where?
Minneapolis.
Good morning, Minneapolis.
All right, I just wanted to say you guys are absolutely craziest and nuttiest DJs I know.
And should be making well into six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, thanks.
Definitely.
Bye. Gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Good morning, Fridley.
Hi, Fridley.
Good morning, Fridley. Hi, it's the greatest. Throw that in.
Well into six.
Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Good morning from Burnsville.
Hi, Burnsville.
Now the best there is.
Company cars.
Yes, they should.
Yeah, company. Yeah,
they should also be getting company cards.
There you go. Thank you.
That spontaneous, unsolicited testimonial.
Sure, anytime.
Okay, bye. Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Morning from Plymouth.
Hi, Plymouth.
I better turn my microphone back on. Hit radio, WLOL.
Hit radio, hit radio.
WLOL. I'm going to say good morning to more people here. Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Good morning,
St.
Paul.
Good morning, St. Paul.
And happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. How old are you?
Happy birthday.
I'm an old fart. I'm your age, John.
How old are you? You know, if you're an old fart, you're Bob's age.
No,
I'm
Roger.
Your age. You were born in 53.
Yeah, but I'm not an old fart. So neither are you.
Well, Bob was when he was 35. I remember you telling him that.
No,
yes.
I did not say that.
Well,
I'm 30,
middle
I'm 34.
Age.
Well, you'll be 35.
Are you 35?
Yes.
You old fart. Goodbye.
Good morning.
Goodbye.
Happy birthday.
This is Chris, right?
You know.
We know that. God. We know that whiskey voice anywhere.
That cheap, tawdry-sounding voice.
Best of the Sherman sisters.
Yeah, right. Have a major league morning.
Bye.
Bye. Where were we? Hi, good morning. WLOL.
Hi, John. I bet you they can give you your six digits, but they're just going to bring the decimal place out farther.
Have a good morning.
Two.
Hi, good morning. Is this Paul?
No, this is Brian.
Brian Howe. Brian Howe, who wears WLOL Heinz and Berglund Roger 2 t-shirt when he power lifts?
All the time.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The time.
Hi, Brian.
I'm not making six figures yet.
No, I know, but you can
you
lift
will.
Six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happened yesterday? Was this yesterday?
Saturday.
Saturday, what happened?
Well, I ran down to Mankato.
Yeah.
And took first place in the 14 to 16-year-old teenage state championship. And I took second overall in the teenage division in the state.
How much did you lift for first place?
Well, I pulled a 580 deadlift.
Whoa! Now, how much for the second place? That was a 580 again?
Well, I totaled 1365, and the next place was 1300.
Wow.
No kidding.
Kidding.
So, now that was in, is that, what was the second place overall in what category?
Teenage division.
So, all teens?
All teenagers, no matter what age.
Up to 18 or 19?
Right.
And you could still lift in a teenage division when you're 18 or 19?
Yeah.
You'll be killing them then.
Yeah, I'm looking to.
You'll be killing him then.
Bet.
We got to get him another Heinz and Berglund Roger 2 shirt, though. You want an XL, right?
Right.
Yeah, I figured. Hey, do you come in real handy, like, when people get stuck somewhere? They call you up and ask, hey, can you help push me out? I'm stuck.
When
yeah,
AAA
I get a lot
is
of
busy?
Calls.
Yeah, AAA is busy. I can't get through to the gas station.
Call
can
Brian
you come
Howell.
Over? Can you come over and bring my car in?
And I even do it cheaper than AAA because I need to practice.
Yeah, but you got to be careful what you lift and how you lift it, right?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, you warm up and everything before you lift it in a competition.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get a lot of chance to warm up before you lift a car out of a snowbank.
Not really.
No.
Let's go practice on some smaller cars.
Okay, hold on, Brian. We'll get your address again and send you another. Look, we should send him a couple, should we?
Sure.
Because you're lifting a lot, right?
Yeah, I am.
You probably sweat a lot, too.
And, sure do.
Yeah. I bet you do. What do you weigh personally?
Right now, I'm 220.
Oh, so you're only lifting a little over twice your weight.
Yeah, not much more.
Hold on.
Thanks.
Save one of them for good, okay?
You bet.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
hold on
Brian.
A second, Brian. WLOL.
There was a time some time ago.
Hi, good morning, WLOL. That's REO Speedwagon and In Your Dreams. In My Dreams. Heinz and Berglund and Roger, too. It's 1 degree below zero.
Wind chill minus 41.
It's going to warm up today, though. To zero.
Oh, that would be special.
15 below tonight's low. Tomorrow's high 10.
But I believe by late in the week, we could see 30s.
Or 60.
No.
No, but they've... But it gives us something to shoot for. So anyway, did we ever figure out what we're doing for Super Bowl and how that...
No, we didn't.
You want just to get together and have a few beers?
Sure. Do you mean this morning or...
Well, we could do that, too.
There's a serious disease crippling 12 million people in this country. We'd like you to hear what's being said about it. That's the problem with this disease called depression. It's getting the silent treatment. Yet millions of people spend fitful, sleepless nights and days filled with anxiety. They may even feel so hopeless and alone that the will to live finally dies. And worst of all, most depressed people can't help themselves because they don't know what's wrong. Severe depression can't be cured by ignoring it. But with proper care, it can be treated. Do something about it. Call the Golden Valley Health Center for answers and treatment. 612-588-2771. That's 588-2771. Golden Valley Health Center. Nobody cares the way we do.
We love it at New Horizons!
Hi, this is Cindy from New Horizons. I'm very excited to tell you we're opening four new centers in Woodbury, Maple Grove, Edina, and Burnsville. Each is specially designed to spark the wonderful imagination of children. We believe that a warm, loving environment is essential to your child's sense of security and happiness. We will introduce your child to a wonderful world of sight, sounds, and shape, plus a full enrichment program. Our individualized curriculum encourages both emotional and intellectual challenges, which will bring the joy of learning to your child.
I love being at New Horizons.
As always, the number one priority at New Horizons is for your child to say, I like being me. We help each child feel good about who they are.
My teacher makes me feel special.
New Horizon Child Care, where love and learning grow. Call 557-1111. Call now to reserve a place in one of their newest locations.
We love it at New Horizons.
Right. Hi, good morning, WLOL. Okay, so anyway, you were listening to that station then because you were forced into it. It wasn't your turn.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
Oh, they're having all kinds of examples about when you had some, you know, how you're supposed to bring the hockey puck in.
Yeah.
They said that they got some guy that got trampled over, so they rushed there with an ambulance. They're saying that they don't have...
They said that? That's a lie.
They are calling you WIMP for the impersonator.
Oh, I know what that means. Yeah. That's the no talent bunch.
And then they...
I know what you mean. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so what are you asking me about?
I just was wondering who actually did it first.
Well, we did.
We did.
They have, like, recordings of, you know, somebody who's trying to sound like you. At first they have you, and then they say, like, a couple days later...
Oh, yeah, right.
You did it.
No, that's bogus. But listen, we're not even going to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. We'll let them keep talking about it because it really serves us very well if they do.
Okay.
And that's what it gets down to. Okay?
Sure.
All right, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good morning.
Bye.
Bye. One degree below zero.
We don't care.
No. And it's just in keeping with what they've been doing for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
1 degree below zero. Clouds... some, but wind chill is minus 41. So don't touch your tongue to the wrought iron railing, okay?
Here's Debbie Gibson, and this is Out of the Blue at WLOL.
.5 WLOL. John Hines and Bob Berglund and Roger, too. Look at that. Here's another one.
What do you have?
Barbara Flanagan went to Roosevelt High School, too.
Did she really?
Yep.
Did you know that?
Well, it happened to not be the same one. It was one in Des Moines, not the same one that Roger and I went to.
Okay.
But I thought it was still interesting. Nevertheless. It's a couple of minutes after 6, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Close enough to call this news time. Hit it, Bob.
National Guard troops are searching for stranded drivers in a blizzard in northwestern Minnesota. The wind and snow have kept state police cars in their garages. Guard members were called out to patrol roads in armored personnel carriers. 15 stranded people were found in the city of Crookston in northwestern Minnesota. A recall election for Arizona Governor Evan Meekum is expected to become certain today. Arizona Secretary of State Rose Mufford is expected to announce that enough people signed petitions to force a new election. Meekum says he will not resign. He has pled innocent to charges of concealing a campaign loan. Scientists have long suspected a link between coffee drinking and pancreatic cancer. A new study in a rural area near San Diego shows that people who drink coffee and also smoke cigarettes may be at a higher risk. Drinking decaffeinated coffee does not reduce that risk. Pancreatic cancer killed about 24,000 Americans last year. The three-hour American Music Awards show will be broadcast on ABC tonight, interrupted on the East Coast and in the Central region by the State of the Union address. The awards were decided by ballots distributed to a national sample of about 20,000 record buyers. Only the accounting firm of Pete Marwick and Mitchell knows the winners before they're announced on stage. Yeah.
Say? Mm-hmm. Will it be interrupted for us?
It says in the central region, so I would assume
that must be us.
I think so.
What time is the president on?
Oh, I don't know for sure. Say, St. Paul has a snow emergency that began at 8 o'clock last night for snow emergency routes. And starting at 8 this morning, they will plow east-west residential streets.
Oh, okay. At least they're announcing it ahead of time this time, instead of after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay, beginning at 8 o'clock this morning, east-west residential streets. That's St. Paul.
Right.
Snow emergency. I'm guessing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., north-south?
That's right.
Okay. That's an easy one to figure out. We'll come back with sports and weather and metro traffic and all of that stuff here in a couple of minutes. Just stay by the radio. Don't go anywhere.
When you got your new car, it was nothing but... But if you don't take good care of it, it gets sort of... So, to get back the... In your car, try Gumout Carburetor or Gumout Fuel Injector Cleaner. Just pour one in your gas tank to clean your carburetor or fuel injectors and help your car run smoother and cleaner. Get Gumout Carburetor or Gumout Fuel Injector Cleaner today. Your car will be playing a whole new tune. Quality products of the Pennzoil Products Company.
Of the world's leading motor oils, only one oil exceeds all car makers' U.S. warranty requirements and exceeds the American Petroleum Institute's highest standards for car engine protection for every weight it sells. Only one oil. Only Pennzoil. Of the world's leading oils, you can't buy better engine protection for your car. So choose the world-class protection of Pennzoil motor oil.
Close your eyes and imagine yourself on an island far from the cold. The warm island air playfully awakens your senses. It's full of life, like the tantalizing scents of our hibiscus, the joyful noise of our children, and the teasing call of our laughing thrush birds. Now open your eyes. Look. All about you is green. It's always summer on our island. And we're not far away from you. Oh, no, my friend. So you can come here today. Because you don't have to pack a suitcase to get here. Just your car. And come south to the tropics at the Minnesota Zoo.
When you've forgotten the difference between a gibbon and a bison, refresh your memory at the Minnesota Zoo. Open every day from 10 to 4. The Minnesota Zoo.
Hi, good morning, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I think I said that. Scott Combs has traffic. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys this
good,
morning?
Good, good. Hey, we just mentioned a snow emergency for St. Paul.
Correct.
Snow emergency routes still being plowed.
Right.
Beginning at 8 a.m. this morning, east-west streets.
And then, of course, north-south tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
We got some big drifting down south. Traffic.
All around
there's
the state.
There's a big drifting in Burnsville.
Was it really?
Yeah.
On your way up?
Yeah.
Did you notice it on ramps a whole lot, Bob?
No, I didn't.
I did on my way down from the north side. Bunch of ramps just drifted over like crazy. Were you guys out in it at all last night?
I was, yeah.
Ooh. How do you mean, out in it?
Well, I mean like driving from your sister-in-law's house home.
To where?
I wasn't
I mean,
at
what
your sister-in-law's,
time?
But...
Oh, I suppose about 8, 9 o'clock.
No, I was already home by then.
Okay, we came through that stuff, and it was doggone near whiteout in some areas up on the north end. It was blowing so hard, and then, of course, the snow was coming down.
Uh-huh.
We had a real riot, and I looked at my wife and said, what are we doing out here?
Trying to get home, dear.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go home and stay in our own house. Traffic update brought to you by the Star Tribune. County Road 18 northbound at Anderson Lakes Parkway is pretty well drifted over. You're also going to find some snowpack there. Use some real caution. Highway 12, the Seine lane's being plowed right now, but you're going to find some snowpack there. We're also going to find slipperiness beginning to appear as we get into the meat of the rush hour today at these areas that have the snowpack, so you're going to have to use some caution. 35 East southbound, the ramp to Highway 36 westbound, stall blocking. State Patrol's moving to the scene to take care of it. Watch out in that area because it's on the ramp, and the ramps and bridge decks are the first places that are going to get slippery.
How does green grass grew all around?
How does Minnesota spend its tax dollars? In today's Star Tribune, part two of a three-part series looks at what's being spent on welfare and why. Scott Combs. Say, you guys.
Yeah. What?
Did you see Klobuchar's column yesterday in the paper?
I haven't read yesterday's paper yet.
I know you guys like those Good Samaritan things, and this story was just outrageous. It'd be something to take a look at. You saw it, Bob.
Well, yeah, and I still can't. It was a Star Tribune editor or somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who fell and broke his leg badly.
Uh-huh.
And
he's out on Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Laying in the car ruts where the snow
and nobody
was.
Would stop for him.
He called out to help for a passerby, and that person kept walking.
Whereabouts on Park Avenue?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember the cross on that. The cross street.
Was it down near the Star Tribune?
No, I don't think it was that far down.
Did anybody eventually help him?
Yeah, the police showed up, and he still had to lay there for another 15 minutes waiting for the ambulance, of course, because they didn't want to move him.
Not 15 minutes.
He was there a half hour total time.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Nobody would stop for him.
The cars went by, and, of course, it's kind of hard to miss a body in the road with its hand raised. And they just kept driving.
Well, at least they did miss the body in the road with
exactly.
the hand raised.
But I just thought this is outrageous, especially in this kind of weather.
Here's today's lesson for humankind. If you're walking down the street and somebody says, "Help!" And you notice that they are lying in the street. and you think, well, gosh, I don't really want to get involved. Well, that's up to you entirely, but at least go call somebody.
Yeah, really.
For crying out loud.
Poor guy laying in the snow with a very badly broken leg. They had to put a rod in it.
Yeah.
So he couldn't move. It was a tough time.
Jeez.
I just thought that, you know, that it bore mentioning.
Okay, thanks.
No sweat. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.
What are we doing here? What is this? Do I need this? Hold on. Hi, good morning, LOL.
Good morning. Hey, Public Works in St. Paul says they're plowing the north-south streets, not the east-west streets today.
Well, what does the St. Paul paper say? Is that where you got that from, Bob?
St. Paul paper says east-west.
Because it's an odd day today.
Well, we're going by the St. Paul paper.
Well, Public Works, the people who do the plowing, say they're doing north-south.
And Metro Traffic just confirmed what we said.
Well, I just called Public Works.
Okay.
Well, what if...
Because what they do is even days they do east-west, odd days they do north-south.
What page of the paper is that in, Bob?
Front page.
On the front page.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that'll be good for tickets today.
Wait a minute, up to 4 inches. Beginning at 8 a.m., yeah, they're saying east-west. And then they've got north-south for Tuesday.
Well.
But it's... Oh, jeez. Today is an odd day, so odd days are supposed to be north-south?
Yeah, and Channel 11 last night said north-south.
Well...
So this must be part of their revenue enhancement program.
They're doing this too
fast.
We'll
put out a bunch of $25 tickets today.
Well, that really sucks.
Well, yeah.
It sure does.
Anybody who gets a ticket today, no matter where you parked...
Should not have to pay it.
Clip out the section from the newspaper, spend 25 cents, bring that in, and don't pay the ticket. Make them eat it.
I think that would be fair.
Okay.
Well,
and if they happen to tow you... Call them up and insist they put that car back where they got it from.
Yeah, where the now have plowed, so it'll be a nicer place to be, too.
Back it up.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Okay. We'll check the Public Works.
Okay.
Thanks, pal.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
We should call them.
Hi, are you calling about the same thing?
Yeah, they said they're plowing north and south last night on the news.
Well, you know, that's what I thought. A woman just called, said that on the news. She doesn't know what to do. So I just read to her what was written in the paper today.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I heard, too. In fact, I was confused this morning when you said it.
Oh, well.
So. Okie dokie.
Okay,
all right, thanks
bye.
For the call. Let's
that
call
was Dana. And if anybody should know, he should know. Because he always watches the news. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Hold on a minute here. Are you calling about the same thing? No, apparently not. Hi, are you calling about that, too?
Sorry?
What?
Just calling to see if public schools are open today.
Where?
Where in Minneapolis?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they be?
Oh, just because the wind chill was real low, I heard.
Oh, no,
it's been worse.
Well, are you from around here?
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever closed the schools because of the wind chill.
Okay.
We've had wind chills in the
70s. Yeah. Only when you can't get safely by bus or car or whatever to and from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it would be a word of caution, you know, to cover up all the, you know, go ahead, tie a scarf around your face or the face of your kids.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right, have a good morning.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, here's another thing. With wind chills at 43 below.
Yeah.
Fashion. Out the window.
Out the window.
This is a no-fashion day. I happen to know this stuff. Do you want to include some sports?
The Denver Broncos leave today for San Diego, where they'll meet the Redskins in Super Bowl 22 next Sunday. And there is a new leader in the Jeep 500 snowmobile race from Thunder Bay to White Bear Lake. He's Lauren Wolf of Buffalo, who took the lead yesterday in the leg from Grand Marais to Duluth.
Okay.
That's enough.
Yeah. Never. I forgot. I don't. Oh, the Minnesota North Stars started their playoff drive last night by beating Philadelphia. This is it.
Started their playoff drive?
Yes, their drive for the Stanley Cup, 1988.
Beat them 5-3.
In their own ice, in their own arena, on their own ice.
In their own arena? That's the first time in 9.5 years that they have beat the Flyers at the Spectrum. So it's a big hands off. Here's the weather forecast. Sunny, windy, and cold today with a high of 0. Then clear and 15 below tonight. Then starting to warm up. Partly cloudy and 10 above tomorrow. At 6:15, it's 2 below 0. The wind chill is minus 43.
Okay. And the North Stars have started their playoff drive. Stanley Cup. There'll be one more win. They'll start to print playoff tickets. They'll be ready.
Hello and saludos, my party-throwing darlings. Fernando here. You know, this really is one of my favorite times of the year. It's Super Bowl time. That means Super Bowl parties, and of course, that means I'm going to be there. And so are La Canasta tortilla chips, the only choice for truly tasteful sports fans. And when you're talking about the big game, you know you're going to need the big bag. 14 incredible ounces. The yellow bag, the white bag, or my favorite, the nacho flavor in the orange bag. Orange, isn't that the color of the Denver Broncos? That Elway, he looks great. Anyway, La Canasta, because not only are they lightly salted, my darlings, they have the richest corn taste of all. They're fantastic. Look for the lady on the bag. You know, she might be a Redskins fan. La Canasta for your Super Bowl party. Who knows, this year I might even find time to watch the game. You know, I like this kind of crunch better than this kind of crunch. La Canasta, you taste marvelous.
Okay, here's the deal. St. Paul papers misprinted. This is the definitive word. St. Paul papers misprinted. The SPPPD?
Mm-hmm.
Misprinted. And it should be plowing beginning at 8 a.m. on North-South Streets today.
Ooh, that's ugly.
I still think that there's a major screw-up possibility here for the tickets, because I would say...
Hey, listen, man. All I did was read the paper.
That's what I would say if I got in trouble.
I would, too.
You know, I'd cover myself that way. Thank and then they'd say, well, get the money from the St. Paul paper, then. They don't care. Well, caring is a family tradition here with us. 2 degrees below zero. What, it's chilling out? Why is it getting colder? It's not supposed to. I tell you what we'll do. Coming up, in a matter of a couple of songs, we'll call a winner for a trip for two to Jamaica.
Okay.
Okay, from WLOL, from the weekend winners and all the morning winners last week, and then the weekend before and the week before that. Those people are all still in it. We don't throw them out every week. So they're still in it. And if you did qualify over the weekend or last week, you're still in it for the next time we give away trips for two to Jamaica. This is WLOL, and it's 18 minutes after 6. .99.5 WLOL, Heinz and Berglund and Roger, too, and good morning. Oh, I was just going to go right to the next song, wasn't I?
Were you?
Yeah, because I wanted to get a couple of them in right away this morning, and then... What better the time than a 2 degree below zero morning? We'll give away a trip for two to Jamaica.
Okay. Flowers you gave me.
Hi, good morning, WLOL. Heinz and Berglund and Roger, too. Let me just see if I can get a hold of anybody here.
Okay.
I wonder if I have to hit a one first for that number up there, Raj.
I think so.
Anybody who won anything in the last couple of weeks in the morning or over the last 2 weekends, eligible for a trip for two
We're sorry. It is not necessary.
Oh, all right, thanks.
You don't have to dial one.
Thanks.
Okay.
Zippity. Hi, Katie Hag, please.
Yeah, this is Katie.
Katie, Heinz and Berglund and Roger, too, live on the air from WLOL. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Good. 2 degrees below zero now. How cold is it? You're in Rogers, is that right?
Corcoranmore, yeah. We're toward Hanover.
Oh, I know where you mean.
Wonder what the temperature is this morning in Ocho Rios.
You're going to Jamaica.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, come on. Please, is this a joke?
No.
No, it's not.
A trip for two to Jamaica.
You're going in March.
Truly?
Truly.
Hold on. Raj, can you hear your radio, Katie?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not.
Can you hear it now? Turn on the radio.
Okay, just hold on a second.
All right.
Not too loud.
Heinz and Berglund, Roger 2, calling Katie Hag, who lives in Corcoran near Hanover, really, to tell her that she won a trip for two to Jamaica. Ocho Rios, the Shaw Park Beach Hotel on Cutlass Bay. And one of the nicest places.
Well, I've got the radio on now.
Now, do you believe me?
Yeah, I do.
Can you hear you on the radio?
Huh?
Can you hear you on the radio?
No, I can hear the radio. I can hear you. I can't hear me.
Well, talk. Say something.
Hi.
Say, hi, I'm on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Katie, in March, you're going.
Oh, you guys are great.
No, she's got a couple of different options, too, right? March 14th or the week of March 28th. Well, you don't have to decide right now or decide with us even. You know, Roger will talk to you, but ITAC put this whole thing together.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you guys coming with me?
No, but thanks for the invitation.
Oh.
You can bring somebody else closer to you. I don't know who that would be, but... did you win something?
I won a pencil.
Oh, you're one of the pencil winners!
Did you get your pencil?
I still have it, yes.
Oh, you got your pencil.
Of course.
We gave away a whole bunch of pencils one day just to qualify more people for a trip for two to Jamaica. But anybody who won albums over the weekend and stuff was also eligible. It was a pretty good deal. Hold on just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Let me transfer you over to Roger. Roger will get some more information. As long as I'm on a roll here, should I try another one?
Why not?
All right. Let me try... This is in Columbia Heights.
Okay.
Not getting an answer. It doesn't make any difference. The winner still wins. They don't have to be there to win. They already qualified by... Maybe I shouldn't say the name. Maybe I should just wait and dial it a little later.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Did I wake you up? This is John Heinz and Bob Berglund from WLOL.
Oh.
We're trying to get a hold of Brian Stark.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, this is worth waking people up for.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that you wake people up for.
Sure. Ryan, wake up.
Ryan, wake up!
Ryan.
Brian!
Hello.
Brian,
yeah,
wake up.
Brian, who answered the phone?
Terry.
Who is that?
My wife.
Oh. We could have just given her the message.
Yeah.
This is Heinz and Berglund live on the air at WLOL. You must have won something sometime from WLOL here recently, did you?
Sure, yeah.
What'd you win?
An album.
Oh, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what would you think about going to Jamaica?
Oh, I'd go right now.
Well, you can't go right now, but can you go in March?
Sure.
Okay, good. You won a trip for two.
All right.
You're going.
Tell your wife.
All right. Hey, we're going to Jamaica. Yeah.
Oh, no?
Oh,
doesn't
no.
she want to go?
I'll take somebody else.
You're going to stay at the Shaw Park Beach Hotel on Cutlass Bay in Ocho Rios. ITA has handled everything. They've got the nonstop 747s, so we're talking major league comfort, first-class way to go all the way when ITA handles all the arrangements like that.
All right.
Hold on a second, okay? Let me give you some more info.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Still, now, everybody who won anything previously is still eligible for the trips for two to Jamaica.
We still have two more.
We've got two more to give away. Anybody who happens to win anything this week also qualifies, you know... Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Yeah, I'm waiting for your apology.
For what now?
The Wall Street Journal. You told me to call, and we'd talk about it on the air. You're supposed to apologize because you said that nobody reads that paper anyway.
No, hold it, hold it. Will you hold on a minute?
Maybe.
This guy just
blasts.
What's
this about?
I don't have a clue, but he just gets on the phone and starts talking. I thought he had a question or something about something else. It's 6:32. We'll have the 6:32 news coming up in just a song.